Elon plans to test brain implants in humans next year. Twitter bans Kanye West account for violations again. Apple's iPhone emergency SOS helps locate a stranded man in Alaska. And a new tech requirement for new construction in Tucson. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 113. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Rob from the Tekasi Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon, Aaron. It's great to be here.
And you're wearing your Mickey Mouse jacket, yep, of course. It's a rainy day.
And an Avengers shirt.
Those are a good combination, Mickey Mouse and Avengers. And we also like to show some love to Mike at the team and the team at Perfection Auto Works for all of your car's needs. Mike Emery has found the dream team of expert professional auto technicians in Tucson, and they get it right the first time. So don't waste your time or your money at suspicious shops. Take advantage of their free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. Okay, here's what's happening with tech news this week. It's been in the news lately. Elon Musk plans to test brain implants in humans this year, or next year, I should say, because this is December. So what does that mean? Well, Elon has lots of companies, lots of tech companies. We know about Tesla, we know about SpaceX, those are the big ones. But he also owns this company called Neuralink, which is in development of a brain probe / reading device. And they were seeking government approval to test the technology to humans over the past few years. He has been testing it since on animals such as pigs. And we had covered a little bit of the story, you know, a few months back on a previous show about how he was using it on pigs, and it was actually successfully reading the pigs' brainwaves. So it's kind of interesting that is happening, that it's actually starting to, he's actually wanting to do it on humans. So how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I saw an interview with him where he described it as like having a Fitbit in your brain. And, you know, my Fitbit malfunctions. It doesn't affect my brain. So I'm a little wary of that.
Well, it kind of reminded me of the Riddler from Batman Forever. He was trying to invent this machine so he can read the minds of everyone, you know, in the world. And he wanted to be like the big master of minds, you know. He wanted to be the person that knew it all, you know.
Of course, but now when you get to like the poker championships, people are going to be trying to hack your implants to see if you're bluffing, you know.
Well, you see, only a hacker would think that, you know. you know, unless you're thinking only clean thoughts all the time, of course, because we're all angels, right? Also, Twitter bans Kanye West's account for violations again. This has been in the news lately also, but I wanted to report on the technology side, not the social side. So how can one person, Elon Musk, how can he filter content by himself, you know, because he doesn't have these, you know, huge people, you know, masses of people. He's fired a bunch of people out of Twitter. So how can one person be the gatekeeper of all content on the entire platform? Is that possible? Is it humanly possible to filter everything? Answer, no. Obviously, he's using some sort of artificial intelligence tool. He is on the frontier of everything artificial intelligence. He must have some sort of artificial tool, or he is building artificial tools to artificially run Twitter, and he's only making small decisions here and there, making little corrections to make the algorithm just that much more perfect, if you will. I think this was may have been his plan from like the very beginning. Thinking it through, I think he was able to figure out where all these things were, you know, because not everything can be, you know, artificial intelligence is only based on all the data that it receives. So if it doesn't have enough base data, it won't function, you know. So do you know of any high productivity tools? Do you know of any productivity tools that you use? There's probably a whole bunch of tools that we use every day that a lot of people aren't even aware of. For example, if you post something on any social media platform and it says posting, 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 and it has that like little wheel that's going around waiting for it to post.
Beach balling, yeah.
That is not because your internet, there's something wrong with your internet. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with your phone. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the platform. It is at that moment evaluating your entire post, whether it be a picture, the language, the affirmation of the what the post is suggestive or suggesting, also some of the terms that are being used and the way that they're being used, and it's going through this huge AI filter. Okay, and then it either gets approved or it doesn't get approved. But that's what that swirling thing is when you're posting online, just so that you know.
We're already trying to get around that by doing intentional misspellings of words. I'm sure you got those spam emails getting you to go to prawn sites.
Well, yeah, they substitute the number one for the letter L,
a little more
and a little zero instead of an O and things like that. So they try to trick the machines. They try to trick it so that a human would be able to identify what it really is saying, but a machine won't. But get this.
Of course, machines will learn.
Machines eventually learning, and they're going to rethink it even beyond what humans are.
Which is why misspelling is evolving.
Yeah, so they'll have to start maybe putting like little image files instead of the letters. But eventually, you know, AI will be able to pick up on that too. Here is an interesting story. It comes from Alaska. So Apple iPhone Emergency SOS helps locate a stranded man in Alaska. This happened just 2 days ago on December 1st, 2022, at around 2 a.m. Alaska state troopers were notified that someone traveling by snow machine had activated an Apple iPhone Emergency SOS via satellite on his iPhone after becoming stranded. So working with local search team, the Apple Emergency Response Center, I didn't even know that there was a such thing as the Apple Emergency Response Center, but apparently on Apple phones, not all Apple phones, we're going to get to which phones.
The newer ones, yeah.
We're going to tell you exactly which ones, but they come with this Apple Emergency Response system inside of them, and in this case, it was able to deploy the four, not Apple, but coordination with the state, of course, they were able to deploy four volunteer searches directly to the GPS coordinates provided by the Apple Emergency Response Center. And the man was located with no injuries.
Yay.
So it was a happy story there. But this brings up the subject of satellite and SOS and how that is communicating with our modern day cell phones. So many of you that you are listening, there's a lot of T-Mobile users out there. There's a lot of people out there with Apple iPhones. So the question is, does Apple have this service now? And we answered that question. Yes, on the newer ones. So it is Apple iPhone 14 or higher. If you have an Apple iPhone 14 or higher, For no extra cost, you don't have to subscribe to this service. It's just something that is embedded in the operating system of your phone. If you are in a situation where you have access to no cell phone signal and no Wi-Fi, okay, your phone will actually go into satellite mode, and it'll tell you if you need to send a distress signal. Now, that distress signal might take, get this, it may take about 30 minutes to actually fully get sent. And yes, that is not because it's running through AI. That's because it's communicating with satellites. So that was the case. So it's not a phone call. it's not a text message. It's a distress signal. So that is used in separate language. Now, in order for a phone, in order to do this, what do they need? They need satellites.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they also need people to operate those satellites. And they need people to communicate with the signal from the cell phone to the satellite to communicate back with ground control and all that to get the coordinates and what is happening. So T-Mobile and other tech giants, you know, such as Apple and others, they're jumping into this emergency satellite SOS technology, and they're going to be developing it over the next few years, providing a very valuable service to their customers, not really at much more cost. And like we said before, it'll be free in most cases. In episode 103 of the Computer Doctor Show, we had Elon Musk and SpaceX and T-Mobile were partnering together. SpaceX was going to handle the satellites. T-Mobile is going to do the ground set, the ground antennas and stuff. But in the event that somebody that just had a T-Mobile phone, okay, this is not in effect just yet. It's still in development. But Apple kind of jumped on the bandwagon and got their systems up running first. Okay,
yeah.
But it's going to be happening more and more. So
yeah,
this is going to be pretty exciting.
iPhone 14 has some special transmitter that allows it to transmit to satellites, whereas other phones don't necessarily, if I remember correctly.
Now, see, that's where I was a little bit confused, because the way that it was announced by the CEO of T-Mobile, they said that they were able to offer it to all of their phones, which leads me to believe that there might be some sort of different satellite. They must be using some sort of different satellite system where the SpaceX satellites are able to listen to small electrical whispers, if you will, on the ground and hear them and use that as a basis for you know, doing something with. So it depends on the technology that's being used. Maybe the iPhone 14s and higher, they have that special part of the phone piece of hardware or chip that's able to do better communications with their satellites that they've set up. But T-Mobile is able to do that without these special features, but maybe it's not as efficiently running. We don't know how good it is or how accurate it's going to be, but it's something better than nothing.
Well, as I told you beforehand, before the show, there's certain amusement parks that are banning iPhone 14s on their roller coasters because the G-forces on roller coasters make the iPhone think that they've been in an accident, then notifies emergency services.
If I get on a roller coaster, I will need 911. Yeah, so that my phone will be operating properly, I can assure you. If you have the means, get an iPhone 14 or higher so that you can hike the mountains and have a exciting, action-packed life, and knowing that you can still be found. There we go. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and a new tech requirement for new construction in Tucson. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Well, tonight's the night. I am ready to roll. I'm wired. In fact, I feel 6 feet tall. Hey, what say we take this thing for a joyride? Nope. Santa said stay away from his souped-up sleigh. Come on, just once around the Milky Way. Get in. Oh, no. What happened?
Help!
Help! Now you've done it. You blew a head gasket and 6 hours to take off. You better do something fast.
I got it. That guy in Arizona, Perfection Auto Works. He came to our rescue before. Well, call him, you dumbbell.
Hello? What? Again?
Hey, how'd you get here so quick?
Santa gifted me a retro rocket in case of emergencies. Now, stand clear. There, all set now. You guys keep away from this machine.
Whoa, dude, here comes Santa.
All right, let's go. The whole world is waiting. Ho, 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 ho. Wow, the sleigh never sounded better. Here we go. Let's make Christmas great again. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Perfection Auto Works. Bring in your sleigh and we'll have it running just like Santa's. Brakes, belts, tires, complete auto repair. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob Kosing today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Rob, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Unscrewed Theater is Tucson's home for improv comedy. We have family-friendly shows every Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, and uncensored shows and musical improv and all kinds of stuff. Go to unscrewedtheater.org to find out about all our shows that we have coming up.
Oh, okay. And that's unscrewedtheater.org. Okay, so go ahead and visit that website there. Here is what's happening in science and tech history. So get out your calendars here. A little bit behind on November 29th. Rob, why don't you go ahead and take it away.
November 29th, 1972, 50 years ago, Atari Pong released. And they had a great Google Doodle a few days ago on Jerry Lawson, who worked for Atari and invented the cartridges and all that stuff. Go back and look it up. It's playable, so it's fun. It's a fun Google Doodle to tribute to Jerry Lawson, who's worked with Atari.
Oh, that was great. You know what we should have done? We should have brought a CRTV in here right now, and we should have started
playing Pong.
Pong during the show, and we can see who can talk and play at the same time. There we go.
Okay.
All right. What else we got?
November 30th was International Computer Security Day. Do you know where your passwords are?
Okay. And maybe you should change your password from 1-1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8
to 2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9.
Probably. Or even, you know, it was actually reported that the most used password is 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. The word password, also. I know this. This is just a trick that I've been using for years. Unfortunately, it is still true. And so many devices, networking devices, because that's the world that I live in, they have default passwords, and nobody ever changes default passwords on their routers or their switches or anything along those lines. So if you are a person that values your security and you're worried about people hacking you through your Wi-Fi, please change your administrator password.
And
if you don't know how to, I will show you how to over the phone.
Where I work, when you get a new computer from IT, the password is always change it. So if you want to hack into one of our computers, try change it.
Well, thank you. That's a great way to secure your office. Thank you.
Okay. December 2nd, 1971, 49 years ago, the first soft landing on Mars, the Mars 3 mission from the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
Frequently forgotten because it malfunctioned, quit transmitting after 110 seconds and transmitted one gray image without much detail.
But it was the first.
It was the first soft landing on Mars.
It sounded like it must have been a crash landing if it only lasted 110 seconds after that.
No, they said it's a soft landing. So I guess the telemetry showed it soft landed because Mars 2, which landed a few days before that, did crash land.
Ah.
So Mars 2 crash landed, Mars 3 soft landed.
In comparison, I guess that would have to be.
It was less of a crash, at least.
Less of a crash. Okay, what's next here?
December 2nd, 1982, 40 years ago, the first artificial heart, a Jarvik 7, into a patient named Barney Clark in Utah. I remember that from my childhood.
Now, we're going to confirm this. This is going to be the first permanent.
The first one intended to be permanent, yes.
Intended to be permanent. So there was, just to justify, there was the official artificial heart that was that dated back to July 2nd, 1952, but it was not designed to be permanent. So this is the 40 years ago, the first permanent artificial heart was used and planted. Okay, it's called the Jarvik 7. Very good.
December 3rd, 1992, 30 years ago, the first text message, which I had to look up, was Merry Christmas, because it was December.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how long have we now, text message, the code for text message is called SMS, or short message system.
Yes.
And it used to be like 140 characters, similar to what Twitter once was. So if you had a really, really long test, it would actually be broken up to as many messages as it needed to be in order to get the entire message through. And sometimes it would not be in order. So sometimes you would get, you know, like, let's say you had to fire somebody in a text message or something. You know, not that you would, but you says, for these reasons, we have to let you go. You know, say, well, for what reasons? You know, you know, so.
Nothing. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, lots of things. And it's kind of funny because if you have somebody on like a really early system of texting, sometimes you can get multiple texts from somebody that has an older phone system. So it's kind of annoying when that happens. So please keep up your cell phone plans when you're talking to me, at least. Okay, one more.
Yes, December 30th, 2001, 21 years ago, inventor Dean Kamen unveils the Segway self-balancing battery-powered scooter, leading to Segway tours of cities around the world.
Okay, and Segway patrolling and yep. Segway security.
Segway mall cops.
Yeah, there we go. it's amazing to see those things self-balance, but there's a lot of self-balancing things that have been released, and so there's these transporters. There's this guy right near the computer doctor office that I believe he is making deliveries through PostNet. Mm-hmm. On his, it's not a Segway, but it's one of these. It's one of those self-balancing
scooter type things
that only comes up to like halfway up your leg or something. Mm-hmm. And then there's of course the one wheel. Those things are fast.
Yeah, you always see people zipping through the U of A campus on those things.
Yeah, so those are not self-balancing, right? The one wheel.
I'm not sure. I've never been on one.
I think there is balancing on part of the rider. Because they have a remote control that turns that wheel like really fast. It's like an accelerator remote control switch. So I don't know if those are self-balancing, but hey, the technology has grown since then.
Yeah.
With the time that we have left, I just want to make this last segment point here. There's a new ordinance that takes effect into Tucson as of December 1st, just a couple days ago, here in Tucson regarding electric vehicles and new construction. So the mayor and council in August approved amendments to the Unified Development Code to ensure new commercial development in Tucson as electrical ready. And what that basically means is new regulations go into effect December 1st. So as of now, all new commercial development, multifamily offices, multifamily residential, and retail construction should include electric vehicle stations or outlets, as well as conduit for future expansion of electric vehicle capacity. So
I believe they have to require level 2 charger, correct?
That might be correct, but even if it's off, it needs to be, at least the very least, the conduit needs to be run so that it can be expanded. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway and Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check on activity on your bank statements on a regular basis. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls, back up your system to the cloud, and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com and click episodes and find episode 113. My name is Aaron Moss, your technology expert. Rob was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.